Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is an independent portfolio manager in her career. She's the author of Personal Finance and Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. She has written a couple of important books on how to be smarter with your investments. Invest and Beat the Pros, also How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. That's one of my favorites, and she's our good friend, Barbara Friedberg. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always happy to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So the stock market has been on a tear, really, in my opinion, for about 8 years. And when I say a tear, even back in 9, 10, 11, 12, when the economy, that lost decade, during the lost decade in the economy, the stock market was drawing back into a bull market and has been ever since. And I'll be honest with you, Barbara, as I look at it as a marketplace guy, as a guy who's out here on Main Street looking through the world through the lens of the economy, I have a hard time seeing how they're justifying these numbers.
Well, and when we look at the price of the market, which is commonly measured by the PE ratio or the price divided by earnings, the market is expensive. And
overbought,
you know, it is
overpriced.
Yeah, it's overpriced. And so investors who need money that is sitting in the market now should pull it out, because you want it to be there if you need it for something. Because prices are high now, and that happens sometimes.
Amazon's at 2,000. Share of Amazon is $2,000 today.
Well, but you can't freak out about $2,000. The reason it's so expensive is because they have never done any stock splits.
No, yeah.
So it's not that actual price you have to worry about, but more what is the price.
Do you see Amazon? Why has Amazon not split their stock? What do you think?
Well, some companies don't like to do that. And, you know, why, I really don't know. And it really doesn't matter, because whether you pay $2 a share or $20 a share or $2,000 a share for a stock, really the value depends on the inner workings of the company.
Right.
So it's not so much about the price of the stock, but what the price of the stock is in relation to its earnings and in relation to the expected growth. But, you know, so the growth of the company is predicted to be very, very, very good.
Yeah. Well, the technology seems to be driving the market, though, these days, right? Not the legacy stuff, but the technology sector.
Yeah, the technology stocks are very, very high. And, you know, getting back to Amazon, the price is high, but also the PE ratio is high. So, you know, anyone that's going to buy that stock really better realize that the upward potential at this price is limited. But, yeah, technology stocks are driving the market. And the key you want to think about as an investor, because my goal is I want to help the investors, and many, many small business owners have money invested in the stock market in their retirement accounts, and I want to help them understand.
And they remember 2008. You know, we remember 2008, Barbara.
Yeah.
We remember 2008 when there was so much, when we now know how much malfeasance there was, how much leverage there was in my opinion illegal. Nobody went to jail, but we all wonder, Barbara, what's behind the curtain up there? What else? What is there another shoe waiting to drop? Have we know, Barbara? We know no one's learned anything, right? I mean, since Tulipomania, we know nobody's learned anything.
Well, and there's another problem too, which is there's an awful lot of government deregulation. And
right.
Look, I'm a fan of a free society. I love it. I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
Whatever. But if there's room to fool around with a market,
game
with
the
your
system,
company, so that everything is not transparent, you're really setting up the possibility that there may be some problems behind the economics of a company.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. When we come back, we're gonna get Barbara to get into a little more detail and talk a little bit more about how to manage what you're doing now that we kind of set the table a little bit. And, of course, we got to think about the economy. We got to blend in some of the events around all of this, the economy, the trade issues going on right now. And we'll do that after the break with Barbara Friedberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.